The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. And today we have Ye showing up and showing out at Vogue World at New York Fashion Week. I had no idea New York Fashion Week was going on, but Ye made the trip out across the coast to show up at Vogue World. I don't know if he'll be at more events throughout the week, if this is the start of us seeing many outfits and photos, or maybe just one outfit, given what we've seen from Ye's attire in 2021 and 2022. But we're going to go over a bunch of the photos and videos and clips and just kind of Ye's big day out, you know, at Vogue World. So we start with this post from Photos of Ye, you know, posting some photos of Ye, living up to the name. And you see Ye arriving at this event, everybody around, and he's wearing this outfit. It's these brown boots with a brown hoodie. So you're getting this top and bottom brown highlight, but the jacket and pants are this black leather. So two-tone outfit, very cool looking. It reminds me of something in The Matrix, and full beard Ye as well. So we have that photo, him walking up here, getting a little closer. This person so excited to reach out a pen, just like, please, autograph, please. And Ye just kind of looking, everybody's so excited, you know, I got to get a photo with Ye. I took a photo of Ye. And Ye's just like, huh, looking around. So we have that. And then here, it turns out he arrived a little late to the event. So everybody else is seated and Ye just comes striding in, which I don't think the show had started. Like, there's this woman walking at the very beginning, but she's not walking like a runway model. So I think she's also arriving to her seat, but Ye comes in definitely walking like a runway model. This is him being like, you want me on this catwalk? You need me on this catwalk, but I'm going to go sit in a seat over there. and you get a better look at the outfit, right? These boots, the hoodie, the color palettes. It's, I think, a great look. And it's nice to see a little pop of color after the year and a half dominance of the Donda Balenciaga look, right? At the start of the Donda era with Listening Party 1, he had that all red Akira outfit on. And I think we thought it might be kind of not a brighter era of fashion. Some of the Instagram posts he had made leading up to LP1 was him in that Spider-Man outfit on top of the tank, like the all black shirt, pants, mask, sunglasses, gloves. So it definitely was like an all black aesthetic leading up to LP1, which was kind of shocking why he was decked out in red. But from LP2 on, we just saw Ye wearing like all black, all black, all black, all black. And just recently with him at the Weeknd concert, he had those HDB pants on that were kind of a light tan cream color, like a greenish brown. And now he's wearing these brown boots and brown hoodie. Maybe we're starting to see like a bit of a shift in the fashion aesthetic, which I've loved the Donda era, the all black Donda era, but I'm down for this new shift if we're getting a different chapter in the fashion Ye world. But we have that. And then he ran into Jared Leto. And you can see here, Ye and Jared kind of talking, this guy like happy to be there. This is what it was like when I met Kanye at the premiere of Genius. This was me, and this was Jason Lee, and this was Ye. And that's how close I was. Like, the two of them were having a conversation, and I was just kind of standing there, except like way shorter. Just looking up at them like, will I get to talk? Will I get to talk? But that close. And then Ye sees this guy here and just kind of looks like, what do you got going on? What's all this? Oh, that's Lil Nas X, isn't it? Montero. Yeah, I think it is. Because we have this photo here, or this video of... No, it's not. Never mind. I got confused with the white outfit that Lil Nas X was wearing. It was just like, he had a white outfit and long hair, but it's not... Yeah, definitely not the same thing. But the Montero jackets. Anyway, Ye looking at that person, and then this hug with Jared Leto, other people looking at their phones. This guy's not very interested in what's going on. And do we have one more? Yeah, the hug's complete. The hug is complete. Yay with a big smile on his face. And this is a little bit of a flashback. Jared Leto Daily has Jared Leto and Kanye West BFF appreciation thread. And you can see some pictures from back in the day. Man, look at these young kids, right? Jared Leto with the slicked back hair. Yay. Way different era. Like rocking the big chain, smiling. The two of them just like looking adoringly at each other. And then this photo here from the same event. And then this one here, different era, like way different hair for Leto, way different hair for Ye. Hand on the shoulder, you know, good buds. And then this one right here, this is 808 era? Is that it? With that haircut? Huh. But the two of them talking again, it's always like the same position, right? Like they're in the midst of everybody at a large event and kind of like having to talk that way. This is a video of it, so you can kind of see here them talking, like doing the handshake, smiling at each other. Jared saying something, I don't know if Ye leans in at the end there, like, I can't hear you, what are you saying? You can kind of hear what he's saying. The audio is obviously not playing, but he just says something about like da 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 da, and a conversation, which I don't know if Jared's saying he wants to have a conversation with Ye, or he's telling Ye about a conversation he had with someone else that he's going to have, but it's just like briefly him talking about a conversation. And then here we get this photo, which I think is the photo of the night. If I had an award that I was going to give out and be like, best photo, it's this one. I think it just captures the vibe. It's such a cool photo of Ye. Like, I don't know if this was just a candid somebody caught, but it's such a great photo showing off the beard, the color palettes, the outfit. You got Ye kind of isolated and not surrounded by like all the people. Great photo. And then here, this is kind of the conclusion to this. Like, Ye goes walking in and takes a seat. This is where he sits down. He's sitting next to her, and it looks like they're talking, and Ye's smiling, engaged in the conversation. This guy's pleased by what's going on. This guy's got quite the mustache. Huh. And he's happy by whatever's like happening over there. But this was Ye during the event. And we have a few more pictures outside of the event. You can see that these are the same bricks as right here. So it's taking place at the same like inside area. Ye talking to Russell Westbrook, Los Angeles Lakers legend Russell Westbrook, you know, and Ye's sweating. He had that post the other day talking about a Universal employee who asked him why he wears like such heavy attire when it's hot. And he said, you know, I'd rather be sweating than be caught like not looking fly. And here we could kind of see the sweat going through. It's New York. It's still September. It's still hot over there, but Ye's decked out in his outfits. And then here this is with the same guy from this photo with Jared, right there. That would be me. Like, this is the me where I finally get to talk to Ye, and Ye's kind of like, what's going on? Who are you? I'm like, Kanye podcast guy. He's like, oh yeah. So we have that. I like this guy who's just like looking down like, hey. So we have that. And then the three of them posing for a photo. And lastly, this is the last thing that we have, is the Lil Nas X performance. And Lil Nas X gets up, and you can see Ye in the background just kind of like head nodding, showing the most emotion out of everyone there, smiling. Which, like, you know, Ye's always like showing up and showing out energy for the performers, right? I think back to that Rihanna performance where everybody was sitting and Ye stands up and he's just like, everybody get up, it's Rihanna. And then you have that famous video of Kim like recording things and recording Kanye as Kanye just stares at Rihanna performing. That one cracks me up every time. But that does it for Ye at Vogue World. We'll see if he's there for the week and if there's more stuff that comes up, more photos of everything. If we're going to be seeing him at a lot of different events, of course, we'll have some videos about it. But for now, you know, you just need to stay wavy. And of course, keep it loopy. Cheers.